friends recently, because I had a message left on my answer phone at home the other week. And it was a message from a really good friend of mine, someone who I would be really close to, who lives in England. And you know what she said to me? Her name's Mary. She goes, "I'm going to give birth in a week's time." I didn't even know she was pregnant. Can you work out how long that means it is since I've spoken to her? Who knows how long it is for if your mummy gets pregnant, how many months is it until she gives birth?
Nine.
Okay, I'm a great friend, aren't I? I hadn't spoken to Mary for 9 months. Oh dear, that's all I can say. So I've been thinking about friends. Now, I would like you all, including you back there, because the mic goes everywhere, is I want you, if I say the word friend, who is the first person that you think of?
Charity.
Charity.
Police.
Police. Police are your friend. No, I like that. Who else? Who's your friend?
Bethany.
Bethany? First person you think of when you hear the word friend?
Sophie.
Sophie?
God.
God?
James.
James?
Still thinking.
Still thinking. Too many Jesus. To choose from.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Helene.
Helene.
Alina.
Pete.
Pete. My goodness, we've got a good old mix down there. Anyone else want to offer a friend? Who's the first person you think of? Hey, Sean.
What, sorry?
Sean wasn't listening. Oh, caught you out there. John.
My wife, obviously.
Nice. Brownie points there. Brownie points there. Okay, so now... How long have you known Bethany?
What?
How long have you known Bethany?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know. And what do you like doing with Bethany? I'm sorry about that.
I like...
Okay. You don't know. Okay, so someone think of a friend. Who is willing to tell me their friend that they had in their head? How long have you known them for? And what is the favorite thing you most enjoy doing with them? Okay.
What's the question?
So who's your friend's name?
Charity.
Charity. And how long have you known her?
Since she moved to Ireland.
Since she moved to Ireland, so that's a pretty long time, huh? And what do you like doing with her? Do you like playing? Going to the park?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, go on.
Well, they play this game with Polly Pocket, and they pretend that they're slaves, so they have to watch it.
Okay, so you like playing Polly Pocket together, huh? Well, I want you to keep that person, that friend, in your mind, and I have a little question for you, because I would like you to think about what is the difference between your relationship with your friend and your relationship with your teacher at school or with your boss at work. Go on, shout some stuff out. Who, if you have free time, would you like spending time with most? Uh-huh. Shout friend or teacher. That's all I want, friend or teacher. Friend. Spending time with. If you'd done something wrong at work, who would you tell first? Friend, teacher. Come on. Friend. Okay. So you're honest with them. If you wanted to show your CV to someone, who would you show? Come on, guys, from the back. Come on, give us a shout. Friend or teacher? Come on, Jerry. Teacher. So you want to impress them, don't you? So you want to impress your teacher, you want to show your good side. If you had a party, who would be the first one on your invitation list? Go on, Alan. Friend or teacher?
Friend.
So you want to invite them to things. You want to include them in your life. Come on, guys. Come on, shout some more out. What is your relationship like with your teacher or your boss? When you go into school, what do you call them? Do you call them by your first name? Do you go, so what do you call me here? You call me Catherine. If I was your teacher, Rabbi. If I was your teacher, what would you be calling me? You'd be calling me, maybe you'd be calling me Mrs. Kissel. Mrs. Kissel makes you sound very grown up, doesn't it? So you're quite distant, aren't you, from your teacher? Now, if I was to shout the word equal, which would you link that to? Being a friend or your relationship with a teacher or a boss? Friend. So how would you describe, and guys back there, you might need to give some hand because it might be a little difficult words, but how would you describe then your relationship with your teacher or your boss? How would you describe that? It's kind of like you kind of look up to them, don't you? You kind of don't maybe feel relaxed necessarily with them. You kind of feel like you ought to impress them. So it's not quite equal, is it? And what would be the things that you shared with your friends? And what would be things that you shared with your teacher? So what kind of things would you talk about with your friends? Yeah? Secrets. So you tell your friends secrets. Teachers sure wouldn't find out about them, would they? Might be secrets about the teacher. Did someone sap something out? Come on, Sally, you've got to come up with some idea at some point. Secrets. So what kind of things would you tell to a teacher? Work stuff. So like maths answers. Quentin's a teacher. He teaches maths. I don't think Quentin's here today. So you might be sharing it's not very close stuff, is it? It's not very emotional. It's a bit factual, isn't it? Facts. But you might share, like if you were really sad, who would you go to? Would you go to your teacher if you were sad? Oh. So a bit of a divided opinion here. Friend, should we do it on hands up if you go to your friend if you were sad? And hands up if you'd go to your teacher if you were sad. Okay. So I'll do a big sad here and a small one there. So your friend would, what would they do to you? Would they make you feel better? What would they say? Hope you feel okay. And then make faces at you. Is that what would happen? So make you laugh. And they might be here if you needed some advice, mightn't they? So if you're sad and you needed a bit of help, they might give you some advice. Now, you see that, so they're really different, aren't they? Your relationship with a friend and your relationship with a teacher or a boss. So with a teacher, you kind of think sometimes it's a bit distant, isn't it? They're kind of standing up here and you want to impress them and you want to show your good side. And you might go to them for advice if you needed help. And you might talk to them about facts. You wouldn't really talk to them about emotions, how you felt. And you're not really equal. With your friend, it's a bit like sitting on the step, isn't it? You just kind of hang out. You just sit around. You don't really have to say anything, do you? You can just relax. You can have a laugh. You can cry with them. You can shout at them, and they hopefully forgive you. You can be honest. You want to spend time with them if you can. You want to include them in your life. And you might even share secrets, things that are really precious to you, you'll share with them. So guys, tell me, do you reckon guys and gals, do you reckon that that difference in relationship between friends and teachers is pretty much like all over the place?
Yeah.
Yeah? Pretty much everywhere you go. Do you reckon people would kind of feel the same thing about teachers and friends? I reckon they might. And I reckon they might quite a long time ago as well, because these are kind of relationships that have been around for a long time, haven't they? So I thought that I'd have a look and see what it talks about friends and teachers in the Bible. Because you know what I found? Is I found out that often when people wanted to talk to Jesus, they used a name for him. Do you know what that is? Chris actually said it earlier. Chris, shout out again. Shout out the name that you called me again. Rabbi. Do you know what that means? Rabbi means teacher. But that puts Jesus over here, doesn't it? That puts him over... Ooh, I've just broken the pen. Over there. They called him Rabbi. All kinds of people called him that. We had the Pharisees and the teachers of the law who didn't really like him very much. They still called him Rabbi. It's a bit like calling me Mrs. Kissel. It's kind of like a bit of respect if you want to, if you're in the kind of school, something like that. And even the disciples called him Rabbi. Even people that knew him really well. Do you remember, Bethany, do you remember who was the first person to see Jesus after he rose from the dead? It was a lady. Can you remember? Mary, spot on. And you know what Mary said to Jesus when she first recognized who she was, who he was? Yeah, she said Rabboni, which is the Aramaic of rabbi, which means teacher, master. That's exactly it. So these people are kind of calling Jesus as if they've got a relationship with him a bit like a teacher. And I thought, oh, what does Jesus think about that? What does Jesus think about being a teacher or a master? And you know what I read? Is who remembers this story about when Jesus washed the disciples' feet? Can anyone remember that? Yeah? Can you remember what happened? They were shocked, weren't they, that he washed their feet. Couldn't believe it. What's he doing? And what it says, it was in John. And after he washed the disciples' feet, this is what he says to them. You address me as teacher and master, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Huh. Right, that's it then, is it? Should we all go home? Jesus is a teacher. Do you think that's right? Do you think he's only a teacher?
No.
No? So do you reckon we should keep delving a little bit deeper to see what's going on here?
No.
Yeah? Or should we go home? No, let's delve a little deeper. I reckon this is pretty interesting. Because Jesus says that to his disciples that they should call him teacher because they're learning from him. And what they called it often in the Old Testament was being a servant of the Lord. Now, would you... servant sounds like, if you think of servant now, what do you think of? Is that a good thing to be? Who thinks it's a good thing to be a servant? What does being a servant make you think of?
Doing dishes.
Endless dishes, yes. No dishwasher. You're unzipping my trouser. Being a servant. What it makes me think of is in the Victorian times, you used to see all these pictures of scullery maids dressed in these huge starch aprons. And I think of maids running up and down and cleaning and doing all those kind of things that I'm not very good at. So we dish it a little bit, don't we? We're not that into being a servant. Who wants to be a servant? Come on, hands up. Who wants dying to be a servant? Give me a servant any day. Or a couple of people well up for being a servant. Okay. Well, I actually found out that there were some pretty cool people in the Bible who were called servants, who were serving their teacher. Will you put that first asterisk off me? Look at these people. Who can shout out these names to me? Samuel. And who knows Samuel? Yeah, Samuel's a pretty cool guy in the Bible, isn't he? And Obadiah, he was a prophet. And Elijah, he was an amazing prophet. And Abraham, and Nehemiah, and Isaiah, and Job, and Jonah, who got eaten by a whale. And Jacob, and Judah, and Moses, and all the Israelites were called servants of the Lord. So maybe being a servant of the Lord isn't so bad. What do you reckon? What do you reckon? Who reckons it might be okay being a servant of the Lord? Oh, a few more hands now. If they're happy to be called servants of the Lord, I reckon I am too. Because it's like a really highly regarded term, isn't it? To be able to serve your teacher is amazing. And they're serving the Lord. Because it made me realize that actually we take that a little bit for granted. Because the Lord is pretty awesome, isn't he? Like, we're talking about the guy who created heaven and earth. And we get to serve him. He asks us to do the things that he wants to do on earth and be part of it. Last week we were praying for people, weren't we? Last week we were talking about healing and praying for people, and that's what it's like being a servant. So that's pretty cool. But I'm still into this friends thing. So we got loads of these servants of the Lord. Now, how many people in the Bible, in the Old Testament, that's the bit before Jesus came, do you reckon are called friends of the Lord? Take a poll. Who reckons 10? Come on, hands up. Who reckons there are 10 people in the Bible who are called friends of God in the Old Testament? You reckon 10? Few hands up for 10. Who reckons 9? Well, you're hedging your bets back here. You have to put your hand up for one number, and I'm going to count down to 1 if you want to start deciding where you want to get to. 8. Any for 8? 8 friends of God? 7. 6? 5? Come on, guys. Jerry, I want you to get you thinking. You know when you're going to put your hand up. Very good, very good. 5? 4? Oh, we've got to vote for 4 from Emily. Vote for 4 over here. Few 4s, okay? 3? Oh, yes. We're getting closer. We're getting closer. I'm going to be proved wrong on this one, aren't I? 2? Oh, a few for 2, not loads. And 1? Most for 1. Okay, and guys, small mouths, big ears. We're going to ask one of these people. Who voted for 1? Okay, Jerry. Who do you reckon is the one man who's called a friend of Jesus? Moses. Okay. I'm afraid you're wrong. Who voted for 2? Oh, come on. Okay, so we got Moses. You didn't. Oh, you went with Jerry. Who went for 2? I did see a few hands up for 2. Not loads, but a few. Ah, and you look like you know as well. Okay, so we got Moses, and who do you reckon the other one is?
Abraham.
Oh, spot on. Come on, let's see some pictures. Do you like the Moses action figure? How cool is that? Someone has made a Moses action figure. So all of you who don't have enough toys, you can get yourself a Moses action figure and Abraham. All of the photos I could find on the web made Moses and Abraham look identical. They all had big white beards. So that was the one I found with Abraham with a dark beard. There were just 2 people in the whole of the Old Testament who were called friends of the Lord. There were thousands and millions of people mentioned in the Old Testament. And for you boys out here who like a little bit of, you know, fighting sometimes, then I have an incredible story for you about what God thinks of his friends. Because Moses was out there one day, and Miriam and Aaron started gossiping about him. They started dishing him and saying, well, you know, he hasn't actually been that good, and he isn't actually that impressive a person. And actually, maybe we could do a better job. What do you think God thought of that? Yeah, he was mad. That's exactly what he was. You know what he did? God, okay, this is God up there in the heavens. Now, we wouldn't often hear him speaking out loud, would we? I know a few people here have heard him speaking out. I haven't yet. Cool. Nice. God shouted down from the heavens, and he goes, come to the tent of meeting. And he appeared as a pillar of cloud. And he said to Miriam, I speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. I speak to him clearly, and I don't speak in riddles, and he sees what I look like. So you better not speak against him. Oh, good Lord, would you have been scared by that? I would have been really scared if God had told that to me. That would have put me right in my place. And do you know what happened to Miriam? The Lord made her ill because of what she said about Moses. He gave her a skin disease, and it was only, he was covered in white. Her skin suddenly became covered in white. And it was only because Moses asked God to forgive her that he made her well again. That is what God thinks about his friends. Wow. Who would like to be a friend of God? Yeah. Wow. He really thinks something about friends. He really is prepared to defend them, isn't he, and stand with them. And he speaks face to face with them. That's like Ruby and Rosa, stand up. You're twins. Come stand up with me. I want you to look at each other face to face like that. Go. Face to face, really close. Now, when you think about God talking to Moses, he spoke to him face to face like that. Isn't that amazing? Thanks, girls. So you remember that a friend of God, God speaks face to face with. So if God only had two friends in the Old Testament, how many do you reckon he had in the New? In the New Testament when Jesus came? Do you reckon God the Father said to Jesus, well, I've got two mates, so I'll give you two. Do you reckon that's how it worked? No? How many? What? You don't know.
Four.
You reckon he had four friends. So he was going to have two more than God the Father. There was kind of this deal going on. You, because you go down to earth, you can have twice as many.
60.
You reckon he had 60. Any more? How many friends do you reckon Jesus had?
12.
Ah. Yeah, he has some special people he hung out with. Well, I want you to have a look at this passage that comes up. You know that bit I read when Jesus told you that we should call him teacher? We should call him this, because that is what he is. Do you know what he then goes on to say? Will you put up the next slide? Will you read this with me? This is my command. Love one another the way I loved you. This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends. You are my friends when you do the things I command you. I'm no longer calling you servants, which is what he called him here, because servants don't understand what their master is thinking and planning. It's just like at school, isn't it? You don't know what your teacher's planning, do you? You just kind of get told and you've got to do it. Instead, he says, I have named you friends because I've let you in on everything I've heard from the Father. That is something, isn't it? So there's not four friends. There's not six friends. There's not even just 12 friends. He's named us all friends. You didn't choose me. I chose you. Jesus chose us to be his friends. And I put you in the world to bear fruit. Fruit that won't spoil. As fruit bearers, whatever you ask the Father in relation to me, he gives you. But remember the root command, love one another. Chad, you know what? I had kind of thought about being a friend of Jesus was pretty, you know, yeah, normal. But when you realize, what are you trying to catch there? Got you back. If you think that only two people in the Old Testament were called friends of God, then the fact that we are all invited to be a friend of God is the most incredible thing, isn't it? Isn't that incredible? I think it's incredible. Look, you too can be a friend of Jesus. So think about all these amazing things that we said it is to be a friend. Bethany, will you help read them out with me? Michaela, you get to spend time with Jesus. You get to be honest with him. You get to be equal with him. You get to talk face to face with him. You get to have a laugh. You do. You get to tell secrets, the things that maybe you wouldn't tell anybody else. You get to include them in your life. So when you're doing things, you can have a chat to Jesus about it too. And when you're sad or when you're happy, you can share that with Jesus. Isn't that an amazing thing? So no longer are we just trying to, he's not just a distant God, and we're not just trying to impress him or just show our good side as Carl takes a photo of me. Or just go to him for advice, but not really show him what we're like. We're called to be able to sit with him face to face. I think that's just the most exciting thing. So who wants to be a friend of Jesus? Oh, too right we do. So now, what I want you to know is over the summer, We are going to be looking at what it means to be a friend of Jesus. And I need your help here, because last week, our core kids made some fantastic signs. Now, who was here and made one? If you were here and made one, then come and find yours. You made one with Daniel. Anyone else? Was anyone else here? Gudson, were you here? Were you, did you make one? Well, come up. I want someone to hold. Ah, is Emma Rachel here? Hey, is that one yours? Spot on. And Nia, who did Nia? So anyway, Liam, will you come and hold Nia? Oh, will you come stand up the front? Sorry, I'm going to make you stand up the front. So can you stand up here with me? Will you? You can stand up right on this line. Will you stand up on the line? Oh, you might need someone to help you do that one. Will someone come and help Gaston as well? You take one side. Bethany, you take this one. You do it together. And who's going to take this one? You're going to hold that one for me? Just stand here and hold it. Go on, you're going to take this one. And we've got one more. Who's the last person that's going to come and hold this one? One more person. Come on. Brilliant. Will you put up the next slide for me? Brilliant. So you need to, can I get you to hold both sides of it? That's it. Perfect. So we are going to look about different aspects of being a friend of Jesus. Firstly, we're going to look about being forgiven. How we can be a friend of Jesus because our sins are forgiven. Oh, you've almost got them in order as well. That's very impressive. Reading. We're going to learn about reading the Bible. What it means to get to know a friend. Because your friendship doesn't just happen, does it? No. You don't just tick a box and suddenly say, I'm best friends with that person. You have to spend time getting to know them. So we're going to learn about reading the Bible. We're going to learn about ears, hearing Jesus, listening to him. Dennis is going to talk about that in the next family service. And we've got including Jesus in your life. So when you're doing things, you talk to him about what's going on and sharing Jesus with people who are around you. Because often with your friends, you don't hide them in a box, do you? You don't say, this is my friend, I'm going to hide them in a box and not tell anyone about them. Now you tell other people about them. Doing the things that Jesus did. We're going to learn about doing what he did. And the final one is drawing near. Because one of the best things about being a friend is that you don't have to talk, is it? When you're really good friends with someone, you can sit in their presence and just enjoying being with them. So we're going to learn about all these things. And if you see, can anyone work out what it spells if you start with the first letters of each word? Can anyone work it out? So there you go. You can't even forget it. Well done. Thank you so much for holding those. They're fantastic. Do you want to pop them back here? Brilliant. And I need this little one. Thank you very much. So, the thing that I really felt today... Oh, yes. I better go back to this first slide. Take me back to that first slide. Now... We've been talking about friends. Can you work out what links all these people? Has anyone got any idea? Anyone got any idea? Say again?
To Christianity.
Yeah. You're right. You would never guess. Well, maybe you would. That all those people there are Christians. Alice Cooper on the left, he's a Christian. He says now that his favorite things in life are talking about Jesus and golf. That's good, isn't it? Tolkien, who wrote The Lord of the Rings, he was a Christian. Heinz, the man who started the Heinz Company, he was a Christian. Delia Smith, who makes great recipes, she's a Christian. The Passion of the Christ was done by Mel Gibson, and he's a Christian. You two are Christians, and George Foreman is a Christian, and I learned today, has 7 sons, all who are also called George. That's a good bit of trivia for you today. Sons and daughters. Oh, stop. Oh, dear. What can you say to that? So, you see, friends of Jesus don't all look the same, do they? I bet you'd never have guessed that all of those people would know Jesus, but they sure do. And the thing, I'm going to get Ray up here now, and Ray's going to play some music. And what I wanted us today, just as we draw this to a close, is I want you to think of one of the most amazing things about being a friend of God. And for me, as I was praying about it, it was that we don't have to impress him. We don't have to show our best side. We can be honest and just, we don't even have to say anything with him. We can just relax with him. So what I'd like us to do now, just as Ray plays, is just to spend some time just being with the Lord. So often we can be so busy being servants of God, doing the things that he asks us to do, that we can forget that actually we're also his friend. And we can just sit and we can be with him. So as Ray plays, I'd like us just to spend some time just in quiet, and then we'll go into our final song. So will you do that? Should we sit quietly? Amazing privilege that it is to be a friend of yours. And Jesus, we thank you that we didn't choose you. You chose us to be your friends. And Lord, we just come and we say that we're sorry for the times that we've forgotten that you are our friend. We're not there to try and impress you or to show you our best side. You love us just as we are. And Jesus, I just pray that you will help us to make that time to be with you and to just meet you face to face as Moses did, where you don't speak to us in riddles, you speak to us clearly. Jesus, we just come to you today and we just welcome your presence. during this final song, would the home group be able to take up the collection? Sorry, I forgot about that earlier. That'd be great. If the home group are here, spot on.
I don't know whether there's an acetate for this song, but it's quite easy. It just goes.
Well, I could sing unending songs of how you saved my soul. Well, I could dance 1,000 miles because of your great love. My heart is bursting, Lord, to tell of all you've done, of how you changed my life and wiped away the past. I wanna shout it out from every rooftop, sing, for now I know that God is for me, not against me. I could sing unending songs of how you saved my soul. Well, I could dance 1,000 miles because of your great love. Hey, everybody dance! Everybody's singing now, 'cause we're so happy. Everybody's dancing now, 'cause we're so happy. I could sing unending songs of how you saved my soul. Well, I could dance 1,000 miles because of your great love. Well, I could sing unending songs of how you saved my soul. Well, I could dance 1,000 miles because of your great love. Your great love. Amen.
Week then, that when anyone asks you whether you know Jesus, you can shout out loud that you're a friend of Jesus. Fantastic. Well, that's the end of our service. We're so pleased that you could join us. We'll have a family service at the second Sunday of every month, and in the evening tonight you'll be able to come and watch the World Cup final. So I hope you have a wonderful afternoon, and just remember that you're a friend of Jesus. Amen. Whoa, let your light shine. Whoa, brilliant. Oh, and let me just say that we always have prayer ministry at the front at the end of the service, so you're very welcome to come forward. There'll be tea and coffee at the back, and you just hang out in the middle.